Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Keisha Thompson with the Warren County Farm Bureau about this year's education tent at the Warren County Fair.
Learning tent at the Warren County Fair by the Warren County Farm Bureau. First of all, how'd it go this year? It seemed like it was a lot of fun.
It was a huge success. It was extremely popular among people of all ages. We had visitors from out of town. We had visitors from around the county. Overall, it went really well.
Well, what I saw when I stopped in there a couple of times was not only just the young kids seemed like they were having a lot of fun, but it seemed like even adults were kind of stopping and reading. And, hey, I didn't know that a couple of times. That seemed like it was really cool.
Yeah, definitely. The tent caught a lot of attention because it was a new feature this year. The little farmhands exhibits were very popular, and it was kind of a hands-on activity for kids to do at no charge and learn a little bit about farming and agriculture.
Well, talk about those little farmhands exhibits, because I saw, you know, those kids have a lot of fun. Talk about what they did and what they had a chance to learn.
Yeah, definitely. First of all, I'd encourage you to check out our Facebook page, Warren County Farm Bureau. We posted a video that shows the whole walkthrough from start to finish of what the kids could do. But basically, they grabbed a basket, and we asked them if they could help us with some chores on the farm. And the kids were very excited to help on the farm. They started by picking corn from the cornfield because the combine broke down. So they had to harvest the last two rows by hand. Then they moved on to the apple orchard, a sheep barn where they could shear sheep, a chicken coop where they collected eggs. They also got to see the meat cut displays that we had made. They're puzzle pieces where the kids can kind of guess where each cut of meat comes from. Then they visited the dairy barn and got to milk our cow, Bessie, who was loaned out from the Indianola FFA. And then they finished off in the garden where they planted seeds, watered them, and then harvested ripe vegetables. They finished off then with a full basket, so they went to the market. And what happens at the market? They sell those items, earn some money, and then they got to redeem that voucher at our food stand for a free treat.
Awesome. It was so much fun. I know I learned a lot, especially from the meat cutting thing. I mean, I eat all those, but I had no idea. So talk about the other events that came in. I know there's some kind of special things going on. All About Pork was there, and I know that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, each day at 4 o'clock, we had special presentations, and everything was agriculture-related to an extent. The first day, we had fire and grain bin safety, where the Indianola Fire Department came and talked about safety with prescribed burnings or burnings around the farm or rural areas. Then they also talked about grain bin safety or gravity flow wagon safety. Then we had the conservation station from Iowa Water Rocks, where kids played some games and they had a rainfall simulator. They played poo toss. Yes, you heard me right. I said poo toss, demonstrating the effects of not picking up after your pet and what that can have on our water system. Then we had Goats on the Go on Friday, where they talked about goat grazing for sustainable agriculture, and they brought a couple little goats to demonstrate. Then we had the animal ambassadors from the Blank Park Zoo. They brought down four animals, and kids got to pet a real alligator. They also brought a box turtle, a snake, and a big fluffy rabbit. Then our last day was All About Pork. We had a representative from Iowa Pork there and read the My Family's Pig Farm book to some kids and families, and then handed out some free giveaways.
Awesome. And those were all a lot of fun. Talk about the educational opportunities and what that means, or what you're trying to convey to today's youth in terms of them growing up and learning more about this.
Well, this whole project is part of our Ag in the Classroom program for Warren County. I kind of revamped this program last year about this time, and all the features that were under that tent, all the activities, exhibits, those can all be utilized by teachers in Warren County in their classroom at no cost. So if they want to do a counting lesson and utilize the ears of corn, they can count all the kernels on an ear of corn. Or if they're learning about the variety of apples, we can do a taste test, utilize their five senses, and have them taste different apples. So there's so many possibilities that can be used for these exhibits in the classroom.
Well, this was a new exhibit this year. I'm assuming you're going to want to continue it on because it was a lot of fun. What are your plans to kind of expand this in the future?
We got so much positive feedback from the learning tent, especially the little farmhands. I heard a few people say it was the best thing at the fair this year, which humbles me and makes me excited for the future and growing it. I think I definitely want to add a vineyard, since Warren County is known for its vineyards and wineries. We could demonstrate grape picking and that under the tent next year, and then maybe just add a few more pieces to it and expand it. So I'm open to ideas and suggestions, and I know our Farm Bureau, we have some great ideas too to grow it and make it better. So just stay tuned.
Thanks to Kaisha Thompson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.